A good to welcome everybody, and welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir for Parshas Vayera. Sorry about the schedule change for this evening. Next week, of course, we'll be switching. The clock's changing tonight. We switch to the earliest manam. Next week, we'll send out an email with the exact time. The subject for this evening, I entitled Kiddush Hashem, Are People Killed Defending or in Attacks Against Jews Considered Kedoshim? Perhaps a bit of a sensitive question, a bit of a provocative question in some ways, perhaps. Is not intended to paskin anything, and is not really a halacha lemaisa topic in the purest sense of the world of the word. I think something worth exploring, especially unfortunately, as we ponder what's going on in Eretz Yisrael now. We know that a few weeks ago, so many people were slaughtered, and the question is: if somebody is killed as a Jew, does that automatically render the person a kadosh? Is the person considered to have died al kiddush Hashem? Well, no, as other merits, but that's not one of them. And of course, the question becomes, what if you have a person who wasn't necessarily observant in terms of Torah mitzvahs, but was killed in some tragic attack against Jews or in defending Eretz Yisrael and so on? Is that person labeled a kadosh? Well, no, we figure out, the Kadosh Baruch Hu figures out whatever other merits he has. And of course, I'm not here to paskin one way or another, but rather to go through some sources to give us some insight into this, because certainly we refer to such people colloquially as kedoshim. We refer to all those who perished, unfortunately, in the Holocaust as kedoshim, and those who fell in Eretz Yisrael. But what exactly are the halachic issues behind that title? And the question of whether such people are considered to have died al kiddush Hashem or not. So at the end of Parshas Vayera, this morning's lane, of course, we read about Akedah Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu in Bereshis Perakov Beis, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, Vayachar Avram Avinu, etc. Kadosh Baruch Hu summoned Avram and told him, Kachmas Pincha, etc. Right? And Vahaleu Shom La'olo, offering, the end of Pasuk Beis, offer him as an Olo, offer him as a carbon on one of the mountains. And sure enough, Avram does so. A few psukim later, Pasuk Tes, Avram built the Mizbeach. He set up the wood. He bound Yitzchak onto the Mizbeach. He put him onto the Mizbeach, about to slaughter him as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Pasuk Yud, he was prepared to do it. And then, of course, the Malach came afterwards and told Avram to stop, not to do it, and so on. It was a test, and as we all know. But anyway, Avram Avinu was willing to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to carry out the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it meant killing his own son. And we know that we certainly call upon the Akedah rather regularly, daily in the davening, it's in Korbanos, and certainly during the Yom Noraim season, we recall it on numerous occasions and so on. An interesting medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni, a few places, different versions of the medrash. This particular one that I quoted here in Source 2, I'm not going to read it all inside. It's Yalkut Shimoni an Echa, Remes Tof Tof Reish Chof Tes, in the Chelek Beis. So the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni tells the story of a woman with her seven sons. We're familiar with the story as a story of Chana and her seven sons, although the name Chana is not mentioned here. But again, there are different versions of the story. This particular version has, I'm going to say it outside, the Caesar, the Roman ruler, called her and her seven sons and commanded them to bow down one by one. And you can read through it. Each one quoted a different pasuk to explain why he was not going to bow down, and he was executed on the spot for failing to listen to the king and instead standing up for his beliefs and dying, certainly, in that sense, al kiddush Hashem. The second paragraph continues when he came to the seventh child, a little boy, and the king told him to bow down. He didn't want to do it and so on. He refused to do it, but he felt a little bad. So the king threw something on the floor and told him to go pick it up, and that'll be like bowing, but he wouldn't do it. And so the king said, okay, he's going to be executed as well. If you look in the last couple of lines, the mother, asked the king, please let me just say something to my son before he is executed. He gave her the right, and he whispers into the mother. She whispers into his ear. Look at the last line. Zil ve'ema leil avuch Avram. Go to your father Avram. When you get up there, you'll meet Avram Avinu. When you get to Avram Avinu, you say to Avram Avinu, you were willing to execute. You built the mizbeach for one son. I sacrificed seven sons. And, then she died as well. That's the Medrash. Now, what exactly does Medrash mean? It's hard to say, was she trying to show up Avram? She was trying to say, well, you only did it to once, and I was going to do all seven, was that the purpose? Probably not. Otherwise, Chazal wouldn't have presented it this way. Most likely what she was saying was, Avram Avinu, we got our inspiration from you. You're the one who told us that sometimes it's necessary even to lose our lives for the sake of Kiddush Hashem. And that's the idea, and that's what the Akedah serves as the paradigm for that. As a matter of fact, sometimes you will see the name of a person who died, Al Kiddush Hashem, it'll say his name, and afterwards it'll say Nerag or Nirtzach Akeda, Ayin Kuf Dalet Hey, which is Rashi Tevis. It's an acronym, its initials, Al Kiddush Hashem. You see that sometimes as a Rashi Tevis, Akeda. So it's a deep connection, of course, in Akeda and Kiddush Hashem. Now, the Torah tells us in Kriyashma, we know, in Parshat Eschanan, Dvar Perek Vav Pasuk Ches, we know the Pasuk, V'hafta Shemalkech, V'chol Levav, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Modecha. Right? We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our heart, with our soul, with all our property. The Mishnah in Brachas, in the ninth Perek, says, on the Nun Dal of an Aleph, V'chol Nafshecha, it goes for, Afilu Hu No Telus Nafshecha. We have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, even if He takes our lives away. That's the requirement. That's the Gemara Mishnah in Brachas. Then, there's a sugya in if you're really in Sanhedrin, but we're going to look at the Rambam in a moment, based on other psukim. There's a pasuk in Achrimos, Vayikra Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Hay in Source 5, which is talking in general that the purpose of the mitzvah is Ushmartem is Chukosai Ves Mishmotai, Asher Yase Oso Olam Vachai Bohem Ani Hashem. The mitzvahs were given to live by. The mitzvahs are not given for us to die for. The mitzvahs are given to live by. And that's why, for let's say, Rachman Otsan, if somebody's very sick on Shabbos, he has to drive to the hospital. Of course, you drive to the hospital. Bikuach Nefesh. Person has to eat on Yom Kippur because he's not well, you eat on Yom Kippur. That's for Chaybohim. On the other hand, in Parshas Emor, by Yikra Perkov Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Source 6, the Lo Schalal Hashem Kodshi, Benikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to sanctify, the Hashem has to be sanctified in the front of B'nei Yisrael. And Rashi explains, there in Yikra, Parshas Emor, Perkov Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Lo Schalal, Lavar Al Dvarim is Eden. So if it says Lo Schalal, what's added by Benikdashti? You're not allowed to profane the name of Hashem. So what does it mean to sanctify His name? It means, as Rashi says at the end of 7, Mesor Atzmecha, give up your life, give yourself up in order to sanctify My name. So that's a requirement. And the Rambam presents this in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, Perek Hey, the first three halachas. Halacha Aleph, he says, Kol Beis Yisrael, Source 8, Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. Everybody is commanded concerning the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Okay, Shana Mikdash Himself Bnei Yisrael, and so on. And what does it mean? Ketzad, Kishiyamod Ovid Kocham, if a non-Jew comes and forces a Jew to violate any mitzvah of the Torah, okay, or I'm going to kill you, that's your choice. So then, Yavor Bali Harag is a general rule. You violate the Avera and don't let yourself be killed, because it says, Shanemar, it says, V'chai Bahem. Okay, you're not allowed to give up your life for other mitzvahs. However, Malacha Beis, the Rambam says, Bamed Rambam, when is that true? That's by most mitzvahs, but not by Avodas Kochavim, idolatry, you know, showing allegiance to another religion, Gilui Arayos, incest and adultery and so on, improper sexual conduct, and Shrikas Dom and murder. Those Averas, Avodas Sholosh Averas, Elo, if someone tells you to violate them or I'll kill you, you have to let yourself be killed, Yehoreg Val Yavor. Then the Rambam goes on saying there's also a difference if it's done in public, okay, if it's done in front of other people, okay, if it's before Hesia. And as well, in Halacha Gimel, if it's a Shas Hagzeira, it's a time of persecution of Jews, they're trying to get Jews to abandon their religion, then even a small thing, you have to be willing to give up your life. That's the din of Yehoreg Val Yavor. And that is the typical thing we think of when we think of somebody dying Al Kiddush Hashem. Somebody who has been told, who has been, it's been commanded by someone forcing him, you know, by a non-Jew, who's telling him, you better give up your religion, you better worship this idol or accept this religion and so on, or I'm going to kill you, then it's Yehoreg Val Yavor. That is the classic form of Kiddush Hashem. If that's the case, no.
What's the pshat? I'm sorry, I just want to go back. The end of Halacha Aleph. What does that mean? He's dead already.
Yeah, okay, but in terms of Olam HaBa, it's a big question, and I don't want to grease the Rambam on that, but I'll have to say it another time. It's a good kasha. We'll have to look into it another time. Okay, because it means in terms of your ultimate reward. Anyway, as if you took your own life. Okay, anyway, what I'm trying to bring out here is that Kiddush Hashem, like the Akedah, like the story with the woman, again, we in colloquially identify as Chana, and not mention that Medrash, and the Yalko Shimon, that Medrash Echa, but that's when you're forced to give up your religion and you die for that. Okay, somebody who was killed, whether it's in the Holocaust or killed in an attack, Rachman Al-San in Eretz Yisrael, so he wasn't told by anybody to give up. He wasn't sticking up for religion and saying, I'm not going to, you know, show allegiance to another religion. I'm going to abandon Judaism. That's not the case. So that would not seem to fall right off the bat in this type of Kiddush Hashem. However, there seems to be other examples. For example, you look in Source 9, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva Sharadal Oz Tez Zayin, says that a person who's committed a Chilul Hashem, you know, he's going to be punished and so on. But Yesh lo refuos tala im yikadesh es Hashem yizbarach tamid. You can always sanctify the name of Hashem. That opens the door to other examples of Kiddush Hashem besides dying. There are ways to rectify even a Chilul Hashem. Now, the idea behind it is what the Sefer Chinuch mentions there in Parshas Emor. It's Mitzvah Reish Tzadivov, the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Source 10. Shenit Tavinu LeKaddish Hashem, Shorish Mitzvah Zu Yodua. Ki Adam Lo Nivra Rak Lavod Boro. A person was created to serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Umisha'ena Moser Gufa Lavod Asanov, Eno Eveto. If you don't do what you have to do and serve your master properly, and instead, you know, you try to save your life and so on, then you're not a good servant. So that's the idea. You have to be Mekaddish, the shame of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But again, most likely it's referring to to someone who gives up his life rather than violate an Avera, as opposed to simply dying, you know, because he's Jewish. On the other hand, if you take a look in Source 11, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan the Smack, so there are comments on the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan from Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Balei Tosfos. So now goes Rabbeinu Peretz to Mitzvah Gimel, Os Zayin. He writes, for some Kedoshim, Sheshachtu Atzman, there were people in the time of Crusades and other times who killed themselves rather than be subjected to torture, whatever else, and giving up the religion by non-Jews, right? They now, at the end, Lamaisa, they weren't killed by the non-Jew, they killed themselves. But he writes, the Osam Kedoshim, he calls them Kedoshim. Sheshachtu Atzman, so some could die from Lamab Nisan, they weren't sure they'd be able to withstand, you know, the when someone else threatened them, so they took their own lives first. You know, again, they're afraid to be tortured and so on, or afraid to be, you know, threatened in this way, so they took their own lives first. He writes, Kedoshim Gimurim Hain. They are Kedoshim, even though at the end, they didn't exactly give up their lives. But there too, that was the context. The context was they were going to be told to violate Aver or lose your life. They took their lives first, but again, it's not quite the same Kiddush Hashem. The Trumas Hadeshin as well. It's in Reish Mem Aleph, one of his Trumas 12. Havala Omed Ben Nisan, Moser Nafsho, Kiddush Hashem, Kadosh Ikri. The actual, and that's as far as I know, the first time, you know, there in Agos Ben Uperetz and Trumas Hadeshin, we find the nickname Kadosh given to people who lost their lives. But the point is, even if you were not killed by the Goy, but you took your own life first, rather than, because maybe you wouldn't be able to withstand, you'd give in and violate the Avera. But there too, again, the background, the milieu, is somebody who is being asked to give up his religion, okay, which again would not necessarily impact the situation we're talking about here. One other tshuva from the Rishon of the Marach or Zeru, that's the son of the Orzuri, quotes his father, in his tshuva Simon Yud Dalad, Zelosh and Abba Mori, Zatz, Zechat Tarev Kosovacha, the Simone or Zeru, Odom Shavar Aveir Shesh Bachiv Misa. The person did an Aveira, any Aveira, which is Chiv Misa, and whatever, it means it wasn't a tzaddik. Umeis Mitoch Risho, and he died. Okay, whatever, of old age, whatever. He died before he had a chance to do tshuva. So then he's a Rosha, and you don't even have avelos for him. However, nerag bidei goyim mitoch risho. But if the person was killed by goyim while he was still in that status of being a Rosha, that is a kapara umis ablin olav, and you do have avelos. That's a kapara, the death at the hands of a goy. And here it doesn't say necessarily only to give up your religion, because we're talking about a Rosha to begin with. This is what my father said, such a person has kapora. And then he cries, of course, those people, nereg mitoch tzidko bidei goyim, those people were righteous people and killed by goyim, certainly they're kedoshim. But he already opens the door, the Marach HaZeruah does, seems to me, the idea that, again, a Rosha, right? He's talking to someone who's a chayv misa, right? He did whatever he did, a chayv misa, not talking about a big tzaddik. Nonetheless, if he's killed by goyim, he gets some form of a kapora. So it's possible that this is rooted in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells a story, 14, ki hadar of Yosef, Ray the Bishop and the lady, Cholash Visnagin. Yosef, the son of Bishop, once got very sick, and he fell into a trance, almost like he died. Okay. And it's like sometimes you hear about these people who are, you know, very, very deathly ill, and they're like sort of on the line between life and death. In a certain way, they're already dead. Then they come out of it. It happens once in a while. And I don't know if we'd call that a coma today, but something along those lines. You hear, I mean, I've told the story. I remember my grandfather, Avishal, my mother's father, but he had a heart attack. And he was really in very, very bad shape. And he told us afterwards he felt that his neshama was leaving. Okay. He felt that his neshama was leaving. And he actually saw his father-in-law, my great-grandfather, who had already passed away. And his father-in-law, my great-grandfather, said to him, Yitzchak, that was the name of Yitzchak, he said, Yitzchak, noch nish, not yet. Go back, not yet. And he recovered from it. But it was like an out-of-body type experience. Anyway, the Gemara says of Yosef, the son of Yeshua Levi, had such an experience. And when he came back, he came to his father and said, what did you see in the other world? So a few things. One of the things is, Shamati Shev Omrim, Haruge Malchus Ein Adam Yochol Lamod Mechitzoson. Those people executed by the government, meaning, you know, Jews were persecuted by the government. Those people were executed. Nobody can stand the Mechitzoson in their Mechitza. Their share in the world to come is unbelievable. People were killed by Malchus. Now, who are they? The Gemara is Manin, who are they? Elaim or Rabbi Akiva, this is the famous Asara Hu Grey Malchus. You tell me Rabbi Akiva, okay, what do you mean? Mishumar Hu Grey Malchus Hu Lo? The Rabbi Akiva needed that ticket. In other words, you're telling me, oh, Rabbi Akiva and his, you know, the colleagues, meaning the other of the Asara Hu Grey Malchus. Rabbi Akiva, that who we're talking about? No one stands in their mechitza. They had this high level in Olam HaBa even before being executed by the Romans. So what does it mean? What does it mean, Haru Gemachos? Can't be talking about Akiva, because this implies that these are people who have this exalted status in Olam HaBa only because they, you know, they were killed by the government for being Jews, you know, for their Judaism. So can't be talking about Akiva, because he had plenty of other tickets. Rather, Ela Haruge Lud was the people who were killed in Lud. Nothing to do with the airport. What happened in Lud? Okay, so another Rashi Pesachim explains, right? Look at Nunam Aleph 15. Okay, Pesachim Nunam Aleph. He's not get gova. He died. Upar Haruch. His soul left his body. He came back. He came to Haruge Malchus Vesulo. What do you mean? Lohaisa ben Milas Acheres Sheichash Vela El Azub Bavad. Rabbi Akiva had no other Milas in his corner. No, that can't be. Ella, it's talking about Haruge Lud. Who is that? Shnei Achim Hayu Shemosu Atzman Yisrael. Two brothers, not necessarily tzaddikim Tamir Chachamim. Two brothers who acknowledged or admitted that they killed the Bas Melech Shematilan Osal Kol Yisrael. Okay, the same sugi appears they admitted a crime they didn't do to save other Jews. Same Rashi appears in a little more detail in Bava Basra Yudim Beis. Same Gemara appears, it was in Pesachim Nun Aleph, it also appears in Bava Basra Yudim Beis in Source 16, but the same Gemara. There, Rashi gives a little more detail. Haruge Lud, Lulius, Lulianus, Upapus. That was their names. Not exactly, you know, Yankel and Shimon. You know what I mean? It's a non-Jew. They weren't necessarily Jews. They weren't necessarily the greatest, you know, Lulianus Upapus. Achim Shehargum, Harosha Beludkia, can I remember Sechas Tainus, refers to Gemara in Tainus, Ayideh Gzeiro Shenigzo Yisrael HaHashmid Al Shenimtsas Bas Melech Haruga. A princess was found dead. They blamed it on the Jews. They said, we're going to kill all the Jews unless the people come forward and admit it. These two brothers, Lulianos and Papus, came forward and admitted they did, even though they didn't do it, and therefore spared the whole Jews. Now, you can look in the Gemara in Tainus. It doesn't exactly spell out the whole story there in Tainus, Yudhachesim, but Amin Beis. It says, Bikesh Turinos, that was his name, Laharugas Lulianos and Papus. It doesn't say in the Gemara what they did. Doesn't say it exactly in the Gemara. And then they were mekabel, their fate. Okay? So they're considered to be, look in Rashi and Tanish, Yudchesel Beis 19, Lulianus Upapus Ochim, Tzadikim Gemurim Hoyu. They were perfect Tzadikim. Now again, we don't know anything about them. Maybe they were. But maybe they weren't in terms of their conduct. But what they did over here, okay, and they died, in effect, Al Kiddush Hashem, they weren't being tortured for their religion. But again, they're not called Kedoshim, but they're called Tzadikim Gemurim. And therefore, one could argue that somebody who does something to defend other Jews, to save other Jews, even if he wasn't necessarily the most stellar person in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, but that's enough to give him this exalted level, maybe even to call him a Kaddish. You follow what I'm saying? No, you have soldiers. These two men came forward and basically saved the entire community in Lud because they acknowledged doing a crime, which they didn't do, but then they gave up their lives for it. So that's perhaps one can extrapolate from there. You have Jewish soldiers in the army who give up their lives and so on for defending other Jews. That's quite a level. That's Tzadikim Gemurim. So it tells you the story there. Okay. Rashi, Dimas Veludkia, tells the story the way we had it before, that again, and then the princess was found and they admitted it and so on and so forth to explain everybody. All right. So therefore we have a mukkah perhaps, because the issue there was not giving up your life for your Judaism. The issue was giving your life to save other Jews. And that already brings you to an exalted level, according to this Gemara. The only thing is, full disclosure, some Rishonim learned that not all what happened. A different version of the Ran and the Chidushim to Pesachim Nunam Aleph in 20 says the Haruge Lud, something else, Amr Bahagadah, and through actually Rishalmi and Sanhedrin per Gimel Alocha Hey, source 21, they were told to drink from a certain type of cup that only non-Jews use, and they were told they got to do it because we want to show that you're not Jewish, and they refused to do it because even the Gemara says even to change the color of your shoelaces, Arkas and Asana, right? You're not allowed to, if the Goyim are trying to get Jews to show their lack of fealty to Judaism by changing even a small thing, you're not allowed to do it. Okay, so that was the case over there. That's how the Yerushalmi has in Sanhedrin Paragim Alach. Hey, Im Amar Kol Yisrael Abra Achaz Mikol Torah Chutz and for the three Yabra Leharik, but not if it's a time of a rabbi in public, a filo of mitzvah kala al yishmal kagon papus lianos, shenostul and mayim beklays chukis tvua, some type of colored pitcher or colored cup, they didn't accept it. And that's how the korban ha'eda there in Sanhedrin Perikim al-Halachahei says, okay, because it was before Hesia, and Moshe also says there in Perikim al-Halachahei. So according to the Yushalmi in this version, the story of Papus and Lianus was a story about abandoning Judaism or showing weakness in Judaism and accepting other religions, and therefore would not impact our story, okay, our shiur tonight. Again, the first version, Rashi quotes another Rishonim quote in Bava Basra and Pesachim than it would have, because there we see people who have brought or achieved this exalted level, nothing to do with giving up their religion. There is a Medrash in Tillim. Pasuk says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel 24, we know the Pasuk, it's in Abarachim, Shabbos morning, Ki Dorish Domim Osam Zohar Lo Shachat Tzakas Anavim. And then Omer, but Omer is not part of the pasuk, right? It's introduced in the next pasuk. Okay, anyway, Kidori Osam Lo Shachach Tzakas Anovim. Okay, because Baruch Hu won't forget the Tzakas Anovim, the cry of the humble. So the Medrash Tilim, Medrash Shokot over there in Perak Test of Tilim, it's also Gimel, pasuk Gimel. Kidori Shom Osam Zohar Kishayova Kadosh Baruch Hu Lipora Puranos Tzadikim. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to avenge the torture of Tzadikim, Litboa Domos Rabbi Akiva, like the Dom of Rabbi Akiva, who Tovea Domos Shom Ben Kufya. He also took the blood, he also will avenge the blood of Ben Kufya. Okay? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never forget. And not only that, but look at the second line. V'lo domon shel tzadikim bovad, ela kol mi shenerag bimei ashmad, and v'domon shel asura gemachos, a list off the asura gemachos, of which there are different lists. They have the kin on Tisha B'Av, we have the Musaf, the Avodah, after the Avodah, and the Kippur, and the Slichas, we have different versions of the story of the asura gemachos. They didn't really all live in the same generation or generation apart, but whatever it is, we have a whole list over here, which is not exactly the same. In any event, that's Kidori Shom L'Som Zachor. But for our purpose this evening, and it lists all the different names, okay, again, not all the same names that we know, but anyway, this Medrash says, on the second line, I stress again, Lo daman shel tzadikim avad, ela kol mi shenerag b'meshmad, along, and their blood is also going to be avenged. I like that story of Gemachos. And then it tells a story of who this Ben Kupia was, what he did to save somebody. And again, you have time, you can read it. But the bottom line is, again, there is an act of saving here, so that may make a difference. And again, it doesn't say that necessarily it was on account of religious issues, although one could argue that just as the Rekiva was killed because, you know, again, he's teaching Torah and so on, maybe that's what it is talking about, but at least it's a possible mukar for this idea. Again, it does fall short of calling the Kedoshim. There is another Gemara, Sanhedrin Mem Zion Amud Aleph 26. Narag Mitoch Risho, that's what the Marach or Zeruah that we saw earlier in his Chubas and Sinu Yudalad back in source, what was it? It was source 13. That's what he's referring to. Okay, this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Narag Mitoch Risho, if a person was killed while he's a Rosha, meaning he's not a front person, not a religious Jew, he's a Rosha, but he's killed, Kavan de Lav or Kir Chayomes, he didn't die of natural causes, in normal fashion, Chavile Kapora, it's a Kapora. He does get a Kapora, it doesn't say he's a Kodosh, but he does get a Kapora from this, from being killed, even though he was a Rosha, okay, or deserving of punishment. Teda, and it quotes a Pasuk, we know it's one of the Psukim, it's one of the Tehillim that many people are saying now, Tehillim Ayin Tes. Our enemies left the corpses of your servants as food for the birds out in the field and the flesh of your righteous ones for the animals. Okay, so the Gemara says back in 26, and Rashi and Tillim quotes it in Perek Ayin Tes Pasuk Beis, but the Gemara quotes this Pasuk. And says, my avodecho, my chasidecho. What are these two words in Pasuk Beis? Nivlas avodecho and besar chasidecho. What's a double lotion? So lav chasidecho, chasidecho, man. That means a chasid, a pious person, a regular pious person. Avodecho means hanei demechai v'dinu demeikora. Those are people who may deserve punishment from their previous action, not chasidim, not pious people, but kevin the iktul korle avodecho. Korle avodecho. Once they get killed by non-Jews, then they're already called Avod. And that's how Rashi writes in Tilim Perak Ayin Tes Pasuk Beis, V'alo Rishoyim Hayu, Ela Mishikiblu Puranosam, Harehem Chasidim. And it's like something else he makes, and the Medrash Shokhatov also, they're in Tilim, Mizmar Ayin Tes, and it was Dalit, same thing, right? It's talking, again, the double language, Psara Chasidecha, Nibba Samadecha, Chasidim and Chasidim, but the other people are also considered righteous, or considered at least Avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we find that Kevan Shenikla Achicho. That's referring to something we find in Parshas Kisetze, a person deserves Malkus. Now, who deserves Malkus? A person who did an Avera. So again, we're not necessarily talking about the most righteous person, right? And it says in Perkaf Hei Pasuk Beis, in Dvarim, V'hoyam Bin HaKos HaRosha, right? They're giving the Rosha Malkus, and Gimel Arboim Yakan Lezif, 40, up to 40, I mean, we know 39. Otherwise, Benikla Achicho Leinecho, your brother. Your brother, this is a guy who's a Rosha. You call him my brother? So the Mishnah in Makkos, Chav Gimel Rav, towards the end of Masechta 31, says, Kol Chayv Kris Shaloko Nifter De Kris Hosem Shenemar, Benikla Achich Lanecha Kishaloka Harehu ke'achicha. Once the person had his punishment, then he's treated like your brother. So here you put that together with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin Aleph. So you have at least an idea that people who die or are killed by non-Jews, you know, just like the person who gets Malkus, after he gets his punishment, he's called Achicha. So too, somebody who may have been a Russia, but now he died, you know, before he got to the Teshuva and so on and so forth, he's already called a Avodecha. And okay, it's a Mila. It's short of calling him a Kadosh, but it is still some form of Mila.
But it also might require that he accept his fate.
Good. So it does. That's a good point, because it does say that. It says Kibel Puranos. That's the language of the Rashi, right? Mishik Kiblu Puranos. It's a good point. Absolutely. Okay. Maybe something else. We'll see one other thing in just a moment. One other such example. You know, we know in Parshas Kedoshim, of course, the famous pasuk Ayikra Perikates Pasuk Yerches in 32. Okay. It says, "V'haftarecha kamocha." So we usually, you know, "V'haftarecha kamocha" is one of these slogans you see on the wall in the schools, and the kids talk about "V'haftarecha kamocha" in song. Here's an unusual application. Ksubas Lamed Zayin Rebbe 33. Amar V'nachman Amar Rabba Barbua Amar Kra V'haftarecha kamocha Bror Lo Misa Yofen. When you have to execute somebody, execute him in a nice way. Why? V'haftarecha kamocha. Right? Rashi says Misa Yofen. Besides, Mitzad Simon Shemos, try and execute him in a way that he's killed quickly. Saif, he's chopped his head off with a sword. But you're not supposed to use an axe and other things and so on. Based on V'haftarecha kamocha. So the Shittim Kupetzes there in Ksubas Lamed Zayin Rebbe 35 says, what do you mean? L'reyacha? He's L'reyacha? There's a guy who's being executed by Bezdin. He's one of the, he's Chayv Mises Bezdin. Okay? And we're calling him Reacha, we're applying Behafta L'reyacha Kamocha. He's my Reah. He's considered a friend. The answer is, Al Tisma, says the Sheet on the second line of 35. Al Tisma and Karl also a cause of Reah. The Reah also, because again, it's like the Nichla Chichanech, he's accepting his fate. What Abe said is correct, it is to accept his fate. Okay, it's an important point. There's Radak in Yirmiyahu, Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph, 36. Shotel B'chutz Yerushalayim talks about Jews who were wandering the streets of Yerushalayim. You can skip to 37. The Radak explains over there in Yirmiyahu. Okay, it says there were Jews who were wicked people in the streets of Yerushalayim, such that, okay, yeah, look at the second to last line there, third line of Yirmiyahu. Ki Hasidim of Yerushalayim havim mischabim b'tehem. People who were the righteous people were afraid to go out of the house because of other Jews. Okay, and nonetheless, even these Rishayim who you know terrorized the neighborhood, who because of them, righteous people were afraid to go outside. So we're not dealing with pious people here. But Kevin Shenergoi they Oivim Afal Pish Harushayim V'Chayve Misa Niskaper L'Misos V'Karla Avodecha V'Chasidecha. So again, they're not using the word Kadosh, but it means that somebody was killed. Okay, by a non-Jew, all right, and not necessarily over religious issues. These were Rishonim. You're killed by non-Jews. It is some form of a kapara, and it could get called avodecha v'chasidecha. Now, Rabbi Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Dalet Oschav 38, seems to say this is true. Okay, if they did some form of tshuva, they accepted it. Okay, sort of like Abe said before. Okay, look at the second line. V'im nerag v'hisvad elafnei moso. They accepted their fate, they did vidui and so on. That's how the Meiri also writes on that Sugin Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. He writes, Kol Haruge Bezin Shemes Mitoch Rishon Lo Chozu B'Tshuva. Fine, but if you did Tshuva, and it's only if you did Tshuva you get this exalted status. And so it's possible that, you know, if you didn't accept your fate, you didn't do Tshuva, maybe it wouldn't be the same. However, the Agos Hashri makes a blanket statement in Moed Kotten Per Gimel Sun Nuntes. The Magos Hashri is a comment on the Rosh, Paragimel of Mod Cotton, the Simon Nunates. Nerag bide nochri mitoch risho, havale kapor mis avalov, no strings attached. Doesn't speak about tshuva, doesn't better accept your fate. If you're killed, so you get a kapora. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses that actually in Yoredeya, Hilchos Kriya, Simon Shin Mem Sifhei, there are more rights. In Rogulasos Haver, if a person was an Avarian, technically speaking, Amos Ablanov, you don't have to, no Shiva, you don't have to have a Velas. Okay, but Yesh Omrim, Shemumar, the heretic, right? Shenerag Bideo Kochavim, Mis Ablanov. Some, and that's how goes Hashri is quoting. That it might have been a Mumar, might have been a heretic, not to what it's like. He didn't die to defend Judaism or to stick to his religion. He was a heretic, but he was killed by a guy. You do, you are Mis Ablanov. At the end, he writes Yesh Omrim, the Ain Mis Ablanov, Iker. And more disagrees with that psak. It's not true. On the other hand, the Shach, there in the Yoredei Simon Shin Mem, Siv Kotten Tes, he says that, in the Ramah, Mashma from the Ramah, Mashma the Ap, Bemumar, Shenerak, Bidekov, Iker, Ainless Abelov, Kain Kosovat Teres Zov, that's the Lavush, Okay, the Eishon and the Ein Misabal Eim and so on, so from the Chenikar. But I think Tzorachian not so fast. He quotes as Hagos Hashri, quotes Arzuri, quotes others who say that no, they don't think the Rambam is right. The person is entitled to be mourned, and there is some form of kapora. So it's a little bit of a machlokas. Okay, certainly in Sukkot and Yud, he writes in the Chazok Kasher B'Tshuva, the guy did Tshuva, a different story, but not necessarily. Okay, not necessarily the case he had to have done Tshuva. The Taz over there in Sivan Shin Mem, Sivkot and Gimel is all a side point, really. 43, Shenagudei Chum, Dal Yidei Kain, Havale Kapora, he gets Kapora. And later on, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah seems to agree, because he does say, even though he says Ein Misablin, if you look in Sivan Shin Ayin Vov, Siv Talad, a little bit of a steer, but not for now. There are more rights. Yesh Omrim. It's the last Yesh Omrim. The Mumor Shenerag Beado Kachavim, Bon of Omrim Olav Kaddish. You say Kaddish, there is some form of mourning. That's how the Chai Adam writes. In the Chochmas Adam Shara Simcha Kal Kuf Nun Beis Oz Dalad, he says, Mumor Shenerag Beado Kachavim, Mis Ablan Olav, the Kavan Shenerag Havile Misosa Kapora Mis Ablan Olav. Okay, and it says the same thing, Kal Kuf Ayin Aleph, if you base, about saying Kaddish. So, there is an idea, even a Rosh, even a Mumor, okay, even a mummer is entitled to be mourned and to have kaddish said for him if he was killed by a non-Jew. And again, this sounds like any type of killing for a non-Jew. So now we'll bring it up. Well, we'll see in just a moment. One other ha'ora based on a Rambam. The Mishnah says it's on Hedron Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, 47. The Mishnah says that a person who was executed by Bezin did not get buried in his family plot. They would have placed in a cemetery. Two different places. Achas l'nerog l'nechnokin, achas l'niskom l'nisrofin. Okay. Different four mises of beds, and so two of them, Herig and Chenek, those people got buried in one section of the cemetery. The Skila and Sveifa people got buried in a different section of the cemetery. But nisakala boser, once the flesh is decomposed, then you can gather the bones and reinter the person in his proper place. That's the halacha. And that's what the Rashi explains it. Okay. Why? Because once the flesh is decomposed, look at the Rashi, nisakala boser in 48, Sanhedrin, Membaman Aleph, Kvarniskaper, but misosu bizion. He already had misa and bizion not being buried in the Jewish cemetery and so on. So you can, after that point, and at some point where it goes away. The Rambam brings this in Perk Yudalad of Hilchos Sanhedrin Locha Tes, Kolaruge Bezin Ein Korban or so and so on. But afterwards, you can do it. So the Chuvas, you can bury him in the family plot. So Chuvas Haradar, from David Cohen, the earlier Achonim, by Islamid Oz Gimel, 50 or Shar Gimel, he quotes this Rambam talking about Haruge Bezdin, okay? And he talks about the Kapora and so on. But at the end of the second line, Aval Haruge Malchus, the Labbe Bezin, that's talking about Haruge Bezin, were executed by a Jewish court. But Haruge Malchus, people were killed as Jews because of the non-Jewish government and so on. The Labbe Bezin Mekatlu, Afal Gav Shereg Vedin Me'amelech Avanusem Miskaprim, and Vahavu Beklal Yisrael Hakshirim, V'nikbarim Bekivra Avoseim. He says those people killed as Jews by the government, that then doesn't apply. It's only Haruge Bezin, a different story. Okay, but even though they may decide that we can figure out they deserve it, they didn't deserve it. But bottom line is, they're like all other Jews. And therefore he says, and he says now, in Cain, look at the fourth line. Kol Shekein Kavachom in the Dan, Shenarag Baderach Ali, they list him. Let's say a guy was killed, he was robbed, he was held at gunpoint, they killed him. Okay, in other words, it wasn't because of religious reasons, and it wasn't a government thing, but list him, right? The low nispa of Benitam Swahim, the body was left abandoned somewhere, right? In the middle of nowhere, highwaymen came upon this person, they raided the caravan or whatever it was, and they killed everybody. It happens, you know, today less, but it has happened, okay, and they left the bodies there, okay? So Pshita, the Islay Kapora of Israel, Kosher Mikri, certainly they get a Kapora from that, and they're called Ksherim, even though we don't know if they were necessarily religious or observant Jews. It doesn't matter. They met such an unfortunate end. Okay. If you remember correctly, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zayim and Aleph in 26 began, Narag Mitoch Risho came in the Lav Ki Urchei Me. They died in an unusual way. They were robbed. They were held at gunpoint and then killed. Okay. So those list him, they're murderers. Okay. But they were highway robbers and murderers and so on. We know all the time. And therefore the Radach says no. But based on this, Haruge Bezdin aren't buried and so on, as we said. But Haruge Malchus, and certainly as well, these listim who killed somebody and they left the bodies to rot and so on and so forth, they're certainly considered to be Kedoshim. So look, we saw, a couple of weeks ago, Honotan and Eretz Yisrael, the horror of people's bodies just left there. Okay, so we were able to get Jews to bring them to Kvuras Yisrael and so on and so forth, and people who worked on it can imagine doing that kind of work, of Zaka and other people. But in any event, they were left. So they, were these observant Jews and who kept our mitzvahs? I don't know, irrelevant according to this, right? According to, nevertheless, they considered Yisrael kosher. Again, it falls short of calling them Kedoshim, but certainly they're Yisrael kosher. Okay, that's what the Radach says. The Rambam actually has a letter called the Igeres Hashmad, 51, I quoted part of it. It's also sometimes called Mamar Kiddush Hashem. The Igeres Hashmad, he said, a different level or one level of Madregas Hanerogim al Kiddushos Hashem, Hanusim Ba'onas Hashmad, Da. Kibachol Mokom, he says, Yehar Gal Yavor, says Kiddush Hashem, and so on. And then he writes, towards the end, he has a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. I printed a pasuk in 52, Shir Hashirim, Parak Beis, pasuk Zion. Hishpatis Hamelos Shalom Mitzvos. So it speaks there about people who stood up, so to speak. They were like in the time of Shmad, and they became like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representatives and so on in the time of Shmad. And another pasuk, the Rambam quotes in Tilim Parak Mandal, pasuk of Gimel 53, Ki Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayom. We are being killed for you all day. Nechshavnu Kitzon Tivcha. We're like sheep to the slaughter. But the Rambam writes, if to quote in these psukim, look three lines on the bottom of 51. The Ish, she is Akeo Akeo Lalos Bamal Yonah Kazos, Glomar Shenero Gal Kedushas Hashem, somebody who dies on Kiddush Hashem, Afilu Hoya Avonosov Kimo Yeravam Ben Nevot Bechaveru. Even if the guy sinned like Yerovam ben Nevat, he's the arch sinner, right? Yerovam ben Nevat is the person who's chote or machtis harabim, right? He not only sinned himself, but he got so many other people. Yerovam is considered one of the great villains, one of the great Jews, who was a tremendous avarian, tremendous chote, right? The tremendous rosha. The Rambam writes, somebody who dies al kedushas Hashem, afilu hoya avonosav kmi Yerovam ben Nevat, chavero, and people like him, hu me'olam haba. The person is a Sharon Olamabal. But feel a little here, Tamar Chacham, they get to be a Tamar Chacham. Nothing like that. Okay, the person has a Sharon Olamabal. Now, the Rama may be talking about this other type of Kedusha Hashem, okay, and he mentions that Gemara Psachim Daf Nun that we saw before. Hamakom Sharuge Malchus, Omim, Ain Kob Omdim, Ain Kob Beyachalam Abnechitosam. It's not just Rebbe Akiva, it's Aruge Lud as well, like we mentioned before. Now, again, it may be that the Rambam is talking only people who died al Kiddush Hashem for the religion, but it's hard to say that somebody who was a sinner like Yerovam ben Nevat would be willing to give his life rather than do an Avera. He was doing Averas even willingly. Okay, there's some people who do things willingly, but when you tell them to do it, they won't do it. Okay, that's human nature sometimes. You know, you're not going to tell me what to do. Right? Some of the people will toughen up. But all right, but I think the pastors in the Rambam may not be like that. The guy who sins like Yerovam ben Nevat, again, the arch sinner, okay, and most likely wouldn't give his life to preserve his religion. But if he's killed by Goyim, nevertheless, he's a Ben Olam Habo, the Rambam writes. Okay? Now, certainly, it would seem to me, as we mentioned earlier, someone who's engaged in Hatzalah saving Jewish lives, like the story of the Haruge Lud, assuming the first version of the story that they were killed because they, you know, they saved other Jews by coming forward to admit, you know, to admit that they did something they didn't do just so there wouldn't be a pogrom against the Jews. So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Beis 54, Tanya. Gemara says, Reb Shimon Omer, Ben Shimon Lazar Omer, Mishumer Meir, Ochaz and Achazia, Bechol Malchi Yisrael, Sher Kosovo, Hen Vayas, Hara Be'nei Hashem. There are many, many kings, especially in the northern kingdom, Malchi Yisrael, who, about whom it says in Navi, in Sefer Malachim, Vayas, Hara Be'nei Hashem, he did bad. It was a Russia. All those people, Lo Chayin, Lo Nidonin. They don't have eternal life, but they're not judged either. Rashi says, Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel Beis 55, Lo Chayin Lo Yichyu Lo Olam Haboy Matzadikim, but Ve'ein No Nidon Inam Begehenim. They're kind of in limbo, right? They don't get Olam Haboy like the rest of the Tzadikim, but they don't get Gehenim either. That's the Malchay Yisrael, okay? Achaz Yichizkor Malchay Yu. Okay, there were other kings. We'll talk about what the difference between kings of Malchay Yehuda and Malchay Yisrael. Not our issue right now. Why don't they get punished? Take a look in 56, the Yad Ramah. That's not the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch or Moshe Issel. This is Ramah, Arishon, Rameir, Alevi. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel Beis Gomas Matanya quotes this Gemara, and he says towards the end, "Bechi Tema Matam Einani Donim." Why they were Rishayim? Why aren't they judged? That's one of the. They're kind of in the middle, right? They're kind of in limbo. They don't get Olam Haba, but they don't get Gehenim either. Whatever exactly that means, they're in limbo somehow. But what? Why not? Bechi Tema Matam Einani Donim. These were Rishayim. Right? Vayas Harab Ein Hashem. It's a pretty damning statement by Azhar Rabbein Hashem. So why don't they get the punishment? So it says, Lefish and Ishtadlu Batzolos Nefoshes. They saved Jewish lives. Nilchamu Mechemes Chovan, Ishtarab Batzolos Nefoshes. They were kings. They cared for their people. They cared for the Jews. They defended other Jews. So there we see that somebody who was engaged in saving Jews, even though the person's in Russia, okay, nevertheless, maybe doesn't get the, you know, that same punishment. Well, certainly, if the person is killed, we put everything together, maybe that person is elevated to a different status. The Pele Yoetz, in the entry under Hatzolah, Pele Yoetz in the encyclopedia, of like Hashkofa Encyclopedia by alphabetical, by topics. So in Hatzalah 57, he talks about the importance of saving lives and so on. And he writes, it's somebody who does that. You know, we know Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Mitzvah Kila Kila Olamale and so on. Whoever saves one Jew, it's like he saved the whole world. But he writes, he says, let's find the right phrase here. He says, Kagon's third, fourth line, Kagon da Omra Filu Reikonin should be Yisrael. Even the emptiest of the Jews, they do this. They're like, they're full of mitzvahs, like pomegranates, or full of seeds. Okay, Shanir Lefnim Leponim Kalim Reikim. Aval Yesh Biyada Mitzvah Shel Hatzolas Yisrael. People who are empty in terms of mitzvahs, they don't observe mitzvahs, but they're engaged in Hatzolas Yisrael, saving Jewish lives. So that is Machriya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a reward. So if that's the case, one can certainly say soldiers may not be religiously observant in all ways, but if they engage in saving lives, so that's certainly a very important line of credit or piece of credit on their on their record. And similarly, there's a Gemara in Tainus, Chaf Beis Medal, 58. Interesting Gemara. Can figure out what it means, but it says Rebroker Chozor Havishchiach B'Shuka Demelefin. Rebroker from Chozor, Rashi, who's from Chozor, that's the name of a place, would frequent the marketplace in Lefet. Rashi says Moko, name of a place. Havishchiach Eliyahu Gabe. He ran into Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi used to appear to him. However, we understand what that means. So one day, Amar Le, Ikah B'Hashuka Bar Amadosi. Is there anybody who's going to in this market right now that's sharing all of my ball? And I said, no, nobody here, because they weren't the most righteous people. Later on, a little while later, they saw a guy who was wearing non-Jewish type clothing, and he didn't have tchelta beglimi, not tchelas, not tzitzis on. And Eliyahu said, oh, that's a guy who's a sharon olam haba. And the broker was like, what? That's the guy. He looks like a non-Jew. He's wearing non-Jewish clothing. He doesn't have tzitzis on. Well, he right? Lashes lohitol tzitzis betaliso. He wasn't dressed committing a yehudim. What's going on here? So he ran after him. He said, well, who are you? So he says, told him, why aren't you wearing tzitzis? Why are you wearing non-Jewish clothes? I hang around like a spy. I hang around among non-Jews. So they won't know who I am. Okay. And when I hear that they're plotting against Jews, I uncover the plot and I go report it to the Jews to save them. Okay, I don't want them to know I'm Jewish. So when there's some kind of a problem, I let the rabbis know, the leaders know about it. So there was a guy, naturally, he has a shalom habo. Was this guy in other ways a religious person? I don't know. Doesn't say. And he certainly did not have a problem walking around with no tzitzis and dressed like a non-Jew, but he did it for positive reasons. Somebody who defends Jews, for sure, is a ben olam habo. Is he called the kadosh? I can debate it, but he's certainly a ben olam habo. Interesting. The one person I saw who did speak about Kedoshim in a broader sense, seems to me, is the Maharil, one of his chuvas. Chuvas Maharil, Simon Ayin Beis, Oz Gimel. Umasha Kosav de Bahani, de Nergu Mitokesh, Ramikri Kodosh Bechosin. Somebody who dies, was killed, even though he's a Russian, he says he is called a Kodosh. Enoch Anami, Kronami Ksibin, first that Pussing in Tilim, Nivas of Adecha, Nosos Nivas Adecha, that Gemara, which we said, Chasidecha means Chasid, Avodecha means other people. Okay, and Kana, he acquired the status of Chol Yisrael Kedoshim. So according to the Maharil, is a Rishon. Here we have Maharil writing that people who were killed, even B'toch Rishon, meaning they were Rishoyim. So we're not talking about people necessarily who gave up their lives as Jews in terms of defending their religion, refusing to bow down to idols, refusing to acknowledge other religions or to reject Judaism and so on, to renounce their Yiddishkeit. Talking people who are otherwise Rishoyim, but if they're killed, okay, then Kol Yisrael Kedoshim, and he refers to them as Kedoshim. So I think that's an important source. Interestingly, the Shalah, Shalom, Shalom, Horowitz, and the Sefer Shalom. Shari Osios, Os Aleph, under MS Amuna, Os Nun Zion, 61, has a fascinating thing. He says, Mishabol Yodo Kiddush Hashem. If somebody has the opportunity to be Mekayim in the midst of Kiddush Hashem, and it's in front of other people and so on, Kodem Shiarguhu, Yivarach Besimcha. There's a bracha on this mitzvah. And he spells out the bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, El Kenem Achalam Asher, Kiddushonim, Tisov, Zonim, Lekadesh, Shmo, Rabim. Imagine, make a brocha. Person knows he's about to die, he's supposed to make a brocha. Mekadesh Shmo Barabim. And he said, like any other mitzvah, say has a brocha. And some mitzvahs don't have a brocha, and this is not in that category. Now, There you have a bracha. So that sounds like in the Kaddish Boram, your Kaddish. However, in the next couple of paragraphs later, O Samach Beis, the second paragraph there in 61, the Shlomo writes, the da, ki a bracha azu hi mishum shmevorchem al mitzvah seh v'nikdashti, the mitzvah seh, okay, there's a bracha because there's a mitzvah. Like we saw the pasuk before in Parshas Emor, right back in source 6, Perakov Beis, and Vayikra Pasuk Lamed Beis, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. So you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. So he tells you the text of the bracha. But he says, that's only true if it's you're the kind of mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Look what he writes. This bracha is only when certain criteria are met. But he writes in the second line there of Samach Beis, the second paragraph in 61. Aval kasha eno befarhesia, afal pi shadina leharig v'lalavor. He goes fear of tzicha eretz hod mechein kol averus b'shas hashmad. Other opportunities, like we said, to mekadesh Hashem, like we saw in the Rambam, if it's, you know, if the time of Shmad, you have to give up any mitzvah, or it's in private and so on. And that's not mishum mikdashti as ein makom lebracha. You wouldn't make the bracha. The only time you make the bracha is the actual mitzvah of kiddush Hashem with all the criteria met. And then he writes, v'chein elu hakedoshim v'atorim meYisrael. Kedosh, like, notice he calls them kedoshim. They torture Jews. They admit something. Or, you know, again, many times in Jewish history, Jews were accused of things. They tortured them. They talk about the Inquisition or other things along those lines. Okay, Inquisition was for religious reasons, but for other things, Mashiach hesitantly sought to tell, torture them, to tell where money is hid or other things like that. And people tolerate this pain that's even harder than death in some ways. Even if it's in public, it's known, it's not for a violation of religion. Ain makom lebracha zu. It's not the bracha. Okay? He says, because the bracha, the mitzvah v'nikdashti, the mitzvah say the v'nikdashti, ainu ela kishagoy rotel lahaviro al das midin midase haTorah. That's only when he wants you to violate religion and not other things, or other types of minhagim and so on and so forth. Okay? That's the situation. But in this situation, he says, you don't make the bracha. But so one could argue, well, maybe it wouldn't be Kiddush Hashem, but he does still refer to them as Kedoshim and Tahorim. So that's
so he's not killing him because he's a Jew either.
Well,
he's killing him because he wants his money,
right? But he may be giving him a harder time because he's Jewish. But yeah, very possibly. Okay, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Zayin, we have to believe, and again, referring to people as Kedoshim, we know the pasuk in Yeshua Perek Zion. This is after the story with Yericho, and they took from the Cherem the spoils. So it says, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Yeshua, Chota Yisrael, even though not all the Jewish people sinned, one person did, but that's where the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Dalam and Aleph, says, Chota Yisrael, Omer of Abba Barzavda, Afal Pisha Chota Yisrael, person's still Jewish, okay? Person's still Jewish. And look what Rashi says over there in Sanhedrin, Mem Dalam and Aleph, that Gemara, based on a Pasuk Yeshua, 64, Chota Yisrael, Midalom Omer Chotam, Adayim Shem Kedushosam Aleihem. They still have Kedushas Yisrael. I don't know if Rashi's going so far to say they're called Kedoshim and so on, but a person still has his potential Kedusha, even if he did an Averis. That's something to keep in mind as well. The Chassam Sofer talks about the following case. Listen to this. Tshuva Chelek Eredei Simon Shin Lamed Gimel. Okay. The Chassam Sofer. A Jew. Havyul Akan Ish Kadosh. Hanerig Biad Akum Rotzeach. A Jew was killed by a goy. Doesn't say what his level was of observance. He was killed by a goy, okay? And there's a shiloh where to bury him, okay? And what the minig of the Chevra Kaddisha, that's what he talks about. And apparently, you know, there is a chazal that tells us that the Arba Mises Bezdin, we don't have the Arba Mises Bezdin anymore, okay? Skila, Srefa, Herig, and Chenek. But people who deserve to die, because Baruch will arrange them to die in a way that's similar to that. So this guy was killed, so maybe he was from somebody who, you know, who deserved to die out. Mises Bezdin, and if Chevra Kaddisha was hesitant, he should be buried in the regular Jewish cemetery or not. So the Chassam Sofer said, look, I don't know what the minhag here is and so on, but my opinion is that this person, the Harah is not going to come from me. At the end of the first paragraph, I'm going to paskin, yikburu b'kibas avosol v'chvod aroylo. Okay, bury him with his family plot, okay, in accordance with his covenant. Okay, and he also mentioned that Gemara of Chasidecha Bavadech, he was killed by a goy. And furthermore, he says, we don't know this person, what his status was. Okay, Chazal said, do we say that everybody who was given over and executed by government was Chayiv Mises Bezdin? What are you going to say about Rabbi Akiva? He was also in the other Arugim Malchus. Obviously, it doesn't mean every case. And therefore, he writes at the end, does the Chassam Sofer look at the Mikol Shekain, Hanaragai de Rotzech, this poor guy who was Rotzech Ori, he was ambushed, he was mugged, he was killed. Okay? In Kain, Ukbele Becheskas, Tipkas, Bekashos, Vekodo Sheomerlo. Chassam Sofer calls him a Kodov. More recently, Rabbi Yashiv in a Tshuva, Kovitz Tshuvas Chelem, Rabbi Yashiv Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud Ches, he was approached by the Kalav Rebbe, this is in Tovshin Mem Hei, so that 1985. So he was approached by the Kalav Rebbe, he wanted to do something, people should recall all the Kedoshim, and he calls them Kedoshim from the Holocaust. Look at the title. Ein b'kavchen lebo ha-takonos l'il nishmas ha-kedoshim she-nergo ha-idei ha-tzorim, Hashem Yikom Dovah, Hei Yudalad, stands for Hashem Yikom Dovah. I may God avenge his blood. Talk about the Nazis, right? So the Kedoshim that were killed by the Nazis, may God avenge your blood. So this Kalav Rebbe was trying to get, you know, Yashiv to back some sort of a thing that people say Shema Yisrael at the end of davening every day after Aleinu. Can read the tshuva, but he says again, he refers to them, Yiskavnu l'siachadim ha-kedoshim sheses ha-milyonim, the 6 million Kedoshim, okay, from the Shoah. And again, well, Yashiv didn't like this particular plan, and it's hard to get people to do it, and so on. And we didn't make a tinus after the Shoah, but nevertheless, you know, we certainly consider these people to be kedoshim. And he says it's better. Look at the last paragraph: L'daiti min aroy lechazik es hashek parso b'klal Yisrael achariat tefila limud mishnah lina nishmas kedoshim. But notice he refers to them as kedoshim, where every one of the 6 million people tzaddikim, there were many were, but everybody was the plenty of people were not shomer Torah mitzvahs in any way, shape, or form. But they're still referred to as kedoshim because they were killed in this way, and it wasn't for their religious reason. Rabbi Asher Klein. Chuvas Mishnah Halachos Chelak Tezayin Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph 67. Okay, raises our question, or we raise his question. He's before me. Mumar Shenerga Hayosu Yehudi. Okay, if a mumar again a Russia, a heretic, a non-observant Jew was killed for being a Jew, Ivav Bechal Kiddush Hashem, is he included in Kiddush Hashem? So he talks about this issue, the particulars of this issue. Look in the last couple of lines on that page. L'chenu Hazayti High Gavish Nerag Mehaskodim. The Scud missiles during the Iraq War, Scudim. Okay, so a couple of Jews were killed by the Scud missiles. Okay, Shagoyim Shalcho when they saw that they sent to us and so on to wipe us out. Is that person then sent to Tel Aviv, when Iraq, another place where the Jews? Okay, are they considered to be kedoshim? That's what the Rashi Klein is dealing with. And he writes, certainly the Finas there, they will be together. It certainly is in this category. And he writes again, like the 6 million kedoshim, and he says Avakevan Shenerag. Kechelek Mikal Yisrael, also Rosh Hashanah, also Kol Hamishpat, etc. Kol Shakol Haruga Hanatzim Kedoshim currently Ve'ain Potzeh Pem Tzavtei. Okay, it doesn't matter what the person's level of observance was. Okay, he's not interested in that. He says everybody, all these people are considered to be Kedoshim. The fascinating tshuva. It's worth it to read if you have the time. I'm not going to read the whole thing now, but Rav Ephraim Oshri. It was a rav in the Kovno ghetto during the Holocaust. A fascinating story. The plan of the Germans, the way the story is reported, was that they were going to wipe out Rachman Litzlan, they were going to wipe out all the Jews, and they were going to have, because the Nazis were nothing if not well organized, they were going to have a museum to preserve what was Jewish life before the, well, there's still people called the Jews. We'd just be relics in a museum. And so they wanted to have Jewish books. And they put this rabbi, Rabbi Ephraim Oshri, in charge of holding on to Jewish books for after the war. They would put in this museum after they killed everybody. As a result of that, Rabbi Ephraim Oshri had access to Sfarim during the war. He was a rabbi in the Kovno ghetto. He was asked, and he produced tshuvas called Charles of Tshuvas Mimamakim. And they printed one volume in English, responsive from the Holocaust selection. Anyway, what's more powerful than the tshuvas themselves, in my opinion, is the unbelievable circumstances under which he was asked the question. It's just this unbelievable, unbelievable trials and tribulations. So here is a tshuva on the bracha of Kiddush Hashem. And he begins the Shele, has several paragraphs before he gets to the tshuva. He says, I'll never forget, right? Nitain Roshi Mayim, that's an expression of the kinnas, Mayim Kordimo, Al Chalai Basim Shem, Nergu Nitbuchum Nisrael, Kiddush Shemo Agado, Al Yidei Arashim Arashim Argemanim Yimach Shemo, Uvizokhis Ayom HaShachar, remember the Black Day, that's what the Jews of the ghetto, of Kovno ghetto, called it, Yom Ches L'Chodesh Marchesh and Tovshin Beis. That was, October 28th, 1941, when they basically, I'll read it and say it in English, but outside, but they rounded up, the Nazis rounded up all the Jews that had come to a place, mentioned in the second paragraph, Migrash HaDemokrati, Demokratia Platz. That's where all the Jews had to come, and they knew that anyone stayed in the house would be shot immediately, had to come out, and all the Jews knew what their fate, and about 30,000 Jews, in the Kovno ghetto, about 20,000 were killed on that day, just a terrible, terrible thing, okay? He mentions towards the middle of the page, Hashem Yikom Davo. A certain Rebbe Leo from Warsaw came to me. Okay, he had tried. He had escaped from Warsaw because Kovno was further. Was, you know, Kovno was further west. It's considerably safer. Anyway, he came from Warsaw and he knew what was coming. And he asked me, okay, what bracha to make on Kiddush Hashem? And he wanted to do it himself, and he wanted to have a mitzvah telling other people, maybe the last mitzvah he was doing in his life. So in the tshuva, he quotes that Shalom and others' authorities and so on, the different opinions about it, and he quotes the Shalom, and you make the bracha of Kiddush Hashem. Now again, what was going on here in the Kovno ghetto was not killing Jews to get them to, they could all have agreed to accept Christianity or whatever other religion, and it wouldn't have helped. So it had nothing to do with religious persecution, but they were Kedoshim, and the Rav Mamakim, he felt you have to say the bracha, even though Shalom questioned it. But the Shalom only questioned it when the Jews were being tortured for information, like Abe said before, they want their money or something like that. But perhaps even the Shalom would agree, if you're doing it because they're Jews, and that was clearly the case in the Holocaust, they're Kedoshim, they make the bracha. And he writes that that's what he paskin for this young fellow, the Kaddish Rabim. Later on, towards the bottom, he taught this guy, Elio from Warsaw, taught it to other people as well, that they should know the text of the bracha. And look to the second last paragraph. Wasserman, of course, was the primary Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, Zichron Rocha, and he was murdered by the Nazis, was Zichron Wasserman. That's why you see the Hey Yodal, it stands for Hashem Yikom Domo, may God avenge his blood. I once saw this, why you have to be careful with translations, you know, and I don't know, I have a Google Translator or AI, whatever it is, but I once saw a statement referring to Zichron Wasserman. It said Rabbi Zichron Wasserman the 14th. What does that mean? So they thought Hayud Dalet meant the 14th. That's an abbreviation. Doesn't mean Hayud Dalet. There was not a Rebbe Chana Wasserman. I guess you can have Louis the 16th. You can have Rebbe Chana Wasserman the 14th. But it's not. It means Hashem Yikom Domo. So Gam Hu Limed Es Menorah Rebbe Gonor Rav Tali. He told the son of Rav Tali, that's also the text. And that's what we heard from the Chavetz Chaim too. And I heard that, says Rabbi Shri, from the grandson of the Chavetz Chaim, Rishu Levinson, Hashem Yikom Domo, and so on. But anyway, you see from this fascinating too as well, that you make this bracha, Al Kiddush Hashem, and you're considered to be the sacrifice of Kiddush Hashem, even if you didn't die for religious reason. The reason could be, suggesting this based on something from Rav Soloveitchik Zichron Livracha. There is a sugya in Sanhedrin that according to Rava, Oved Avodah Zarah Me'ava Me'ira, a person serves Avodah Zarah, either Me'ava, he loves this non-Jew, he wants to impress him, whatever, you get a good raise, you don't believe it, you're just doing it out of Rava or out of you, you're afraid. So Abai Amar Chaya, Rava Amar Poter. Okay, Abai Amar Chaya, he davened, he prayed to Avodah Zarah. Rabbi, yeah, but he didn't accept it. Okay, he didn't accept it. So Tosas asks, okay, in the Sanhedrin Samach Aleph in Bay 71, what do you mean? He did it Meira. So how come serving idols is Yahar Gval Yabor? You don't mean it. You don't really have in mind. You're doing it because you're just bowing down. That's all to save your life. You're not really worshiping. According to Rabbi, why should it be a problem? Right? So, and again, it's one of the Hari Gavras. I quote the words in Hedron, I am Dalal of an Olive, right? That's one, like we saw earlier. It's one of the Hari Gavras. So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah's essay, Tess, which is the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem 74. The Rambam writes, because this Mitzvah, we have to publicize that we don't want even a person to think, the non-Jew, he doesn't know what's going on in my head. So the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is required. It depends actually on the Das of the oppressor. Right? He doesn't know what's in my head. As far as he knows, I'm bowing down to this idol because I'm really believing it. In my head, I'm only doing it because I'm scared. That's not good enough. That's what the Rambam writes. Okay? It says, look at the last line of that Rambam. And say from mitzvahs, mamin bo yisol. That's not enough. You have, and the Rav Soloveitchik and the Mishima Shira and Sanhedrin, I and Donald Bays, not print yet, but have a advanced copy. And I was wrong. He says, "Mavur medivay Rambam the chal chi of limsor nafsho b'shul mitzvahs kiddush Hashem shalo yachsho ba'atim shekafar nevavarim nizdorim." Not allowed to let the guy think. That's what is the difference. If a person's sick and there's no forcing him, then you can have certain leniencies with the Yahar Gval Yabor. It's not for now, but in terms of the kiddush Hashem. So it could well be that if it depends on the intent of the or the thought process of the person doing the forcing. So when you have somebody who comes in and wants to kill Jews. Okay, it doesn't matter that he doesn't care less whether the guy's observant. He's not like the Nazis. They didn't care whether you're religious, not religious. He kept mitzvah. He didn't keep mitzvah. It doesn't matter. Okay, they wanted to kill Jews indiscriminately. These Hamas terrorists that came in on October 7th on Shemini Atzeres and Mitzvah, they slaughtered Jews. Most of them were not religious. And they went to a Shabbos Yom Tov, it was a concert, you know, music festival, whatever, all these poor people never who were killed. L'chor, they are kedoshim, because as far as their enemy is concerned, they wanted to eliminate Jews. So you put all this together, I think you're on good grounds to say these people are kedoshim. It's a result-oriented situation. And the same thing emerges from a comment of Yaakov Kamenetsky on that pasuk in Emor, Perkov Beis, pasuk Lam Reis, and Dashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, the same for Emes Yaakov. He writes, it's a funny language. Two funny languages. First of all, what do you mean "v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael"? Why doesn't it formulate it as a tzivui? "V'kidashtem es shemi b'soch b'nei Yisrael." What do you mean "v'nikdashtem"? It's passive. My name shall be sanctified. Say the blessed tzivui. Sanctify my name. So number one. Number two, what's the language of the Rambam? We had the Rambam at the beginning on the first page, source 8, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. The Rambam wrote, "Kol Beis Yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem." All Jews, the whole house of Israel. Doesn't say Kol Beis Yisrael have to eat matzah and pesach. Kol Beis Yisrael have to observe Shabbat. Not have such a loss. What kind of loss is this? So Yaakov says, because even ketanim, even minors, have to observe this mitzvah. Because here, even a ketanim have to observe it. Why? Because it's Kol Beis Yisrael. He quotes the pasuk and tell in Och Mahalel, Perak Kuf Tezvav, Hashem is Varach Yivarach as Beis Yisrael. And the next pasuk Gimel, Yivarach Hashem Ketanim, Imagdolin, even ketanim. Why? Because anything which leads to Kiddush Hashem, even kids, if it would have said it as V'kidashtem, as a mitzvah, so then it would be bound by the regular rules of regular mitzvah. If the focus on V'nikdashtem, right, that's the idea of V'nikdashtem, then it applies to everybody. And that's why one could argue that no matter what the, if the intent, it's result-oriented, so many Jews are killed, that's considered to be al Kiddush Hashem, Jews are slaughtered, it's Kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all the bracha, that we don't have to face such a challenge. But those Jews who do, and to me, I think it's pretty clear that we refer to them as kedoshim. Certainly they have a share in Olam Haba. Whatever other areas they did, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will figure out how to hold them accountable for that. But sof kol sof, these people are kedoshim, and it's legitimate to argue that they perished. Rachon Latzan of Kiddush Hashem, Hashem Yikom, Domov, and we should see Yeshua Bekarov. A good tevach, everybody, and thank you for coming.
So Rabbi Talbis,